Good morning, I'm Sasha Keogh with today's news, sports and weather. Starting with national news, the CSV National Council met last night to discuss whether abortion rights should be enshrined into Luxembourg's constitution. The vast majority of the committee was in favour, emphasising that in this way it's underlining its clear commitment to women's rights and freedom of choice. The Christian Social Party says it will work with its coalition partner, the DP, and also with other political parties represented in the chamber to ensure a consensus is found. Luxembourg's police chief Pascal Peters has spoken on the increase of violence in our society. Speaking at the anniversary celebrations of the Luxembourg police, he said that police statistics show that in the first semester of this year, around 35% more violent acts were recorded than in the same period last year. In other news, US President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu say they have agreed a new peace plan for Gaza, warning Hamas to accept it. The plan calls for a ceasefire, release of hostages by Hamas within 72 hours, disarmament of Hamas and gradual Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, followed by a post-war transitional authority. Hamas has yet to comment in depth, saying the group has yet to receive the plan. The United States government is heading towards a shutdown today, with funding expiring at midnight and Democrats and Republicans digging in on their respective demands. A last-gasp meeting at the White House on Monday yielded no breakthrough on the issue, with top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer saying afterwards that large differences remained between both sides. German airline group Lufthansa said yesterday it will cut 4,000 jobs, a move underscoring the slump gripping Europe's largest economy. Lufthansa said the majority of the job cuts would be in Germany and take place by 2030, targeting administrative rather than operational positions. And finally, Friday marks a historic moment in the Grand Duchy's modern history. After 25 years on the throne, Grand Duke Henri will formally abdicate and his eldest son, hereditary Grand Duke Guillaume, will take over as Luxembourg's new head of state. The accession will be marked by several days of celebrations, including a large-scale performance on the Grand Duchess Charlotte Bridge on Saturday night, featuring 8 trams, 1,600 participants and live music. Later, a drone show will be held at the Glacis Square, followed by 32 local artists performing on a 360-degree stage. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, as well as the final details of festivities and live coverage of the royal transition, head to rtltoday.lu. Starting off with football's Champions League, and today marks the start of the second match day. Among today's matches, we'll see Atalanta playing Bruges, Kairat take on Real Madrid at 18:45. Then at 9 p.m, Marseille play Ajax, Inter against Slavia Prague, Chelsea play Benfica and Galatasaray play Liverpool. Bayern takes on Paphos and Tottenham is against Bodo Glimt. And you can watch the game Eintracht Frankfurt against Atletico on RTL. And LeBron James says he's not decided when to retire from basketball as he prepares to become the first player in NBA history to play a 23rd season in the league. The 41-year-old Los Angeles Lakers superstar told reporters at a media day that he's excited by the prospect of another season in the league alongside Luka Doncic.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
The day starts off under a blanket of fog, which will eventually give way to clouds. In the afternoon, there's a chance of some light showers. Morning low temperatures will be between 8 and 10 degrees, with a forecast afternoon high of 15 degrees.